Hello.
Hello, teacher.
Here. Just give me a second to admit this
Of
person.
course.
Wait, my camera is not on.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty well.
Type. Hey, Saverio. We can hear you. You are muted.
Hi, everyone. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So it's Washington?
Yes, my name is Washington.
Okay. Michaela, Amanto, whichever one you're comfortable with. I'm not sure how to say your name. Is it Saverio?
Yeah, it's pretty correct. Okay.
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 Where are you from?
Italy, the north of Italy.
Is it an Italian name?
Yeah, it's an Italian name. Yeah. I can hear you. Your volume is too low.
It's seems like your microphone get lost the sound and problem with your microphone. I don't know. Teacher.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Okay.
What about now? Is it better?
Yeah.
Better.
Okay, yeah. All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. What was I even saying? So yes, I'm Michaela. I'm from South Africa and I live in the capital city of South Africa called Pretoria. So I don't know if you know this, but South Africa has 3 capital cities. So I live in one of them. And it's nice to meet you guys. What do you guys do and why the group lessons?
I'm sorry, Judith, can you repeat?
You couldn't hear me.
It's too loud or too.
I'm gonna try with the earphones.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay now.
It's okay. You saying it's okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hopefully it will stay like this. What was I saying? Oh, I was just asking you what do you do and why did you choose to do the group lessons? Also, by the way, before you answer me, let me know if I'm speaking too fast or too slow.
Can I first?
Yes.
My name is Washington. I'm from Brazil. I work as a software developer here. I study English to improve and have better opportunities.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about you, Saverio?
I'm studying English for a long time. I'm trying to improve my speaking skills. I work as a ERP consultant, the software.
And, as a what?
ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning, is software for a company.
And we try
maybe the certification at the end of the year. So I'm taking some class on Preply, one-to-one, and I want to add up something more, like group classes. Okay, and your speed is okay for me.
Okay, all right, that's good. That's good to hear. And you said for a long time. How long is for a long time? How long have you been?
Okay, I studied university also. I study in a one-to-one school also. So many years, maybe.
Okay, all right. And what about you, Washington? How long have you been studying English?
I have been studying English for 2 years, roughly.
Okay, and how has that been? How has the journey of studying English been for you?
Sorry, teacher.
How has the journey of studying English been? Has it been fun? Has it been difficult?
In the beginning is so difficult, but now I am making a little corrections in my words, like to pronounce the correct tense of the words, and forget a preposition and this little troubles.
Okay, all right. And this 2 years, has it been on Preply or has it been somewhere else?
It has on Open English, a website, Open English, and after that, only in Preply and YouTube.
YouTube as well.
YouTube, yes.
So, how on YouTube are you watching English videos or videos that are in English?
I watch English videos because
videos that are in English.
Yes, because it is more easy to understand. And I used to watch movies and series in English with a subtitle in English too.
And why did you stop?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why did you stop? Because it sounds like you stopped. Are you still watching the English series?
I still watch series and movies.
Okay. All right.
I don't stop.
All right. And what about you, Saverio? What do you do outside of the English lessons to improve your English?
I'm doing a lot of things. I study grammar by myself. I'm reviewing the grammar and go through some case, some exercise. I have a lot of book, and also as Washington, I watch movie every day, and also listening podcast, and also watching news like BBC, NBS. So. A lot of things.
Okay, all right. That is definitely a good way of learning the language and improving the language. I want to try out something. So since you guys are both on the journey of learning English, how about you exchange ideas? How about you tell each other what has worked for you, what has been difficult for you in your English journey, and what tips and ideas do you have for learning English?
Okay, what should I go first?
Can you repeat, please?
Okay, so I'm saying, am I speaking too fast?
For me, a little.
A little.
Only for me.
Okay, all right. So I'm saying that since the both of you, you and Saverio, are on the journey of learning English, how about you exchange ideas on what works, what has helped you learn English, and what has been difficult for you, and if you are able to deal with the difficulty of learning English, what is difficult in English, what works, and what are some tips and ideas for learning English?
Okay. So when I have a book in English, it's easy to understand. For me, it's difficult to understand sometimes what I am talking to other people in English. I frequently forget some words that's necessary in the conversation, and is when I speak is more difficult for me when I speak, because I don't know if maybe I have to have many words in my vocabulary to turn this way more easy.
To improve yourself.
Improve yourself, yes.
And Saverio, do you have any tips for him? Do you have any tips on how he can improve? Or any book you can suggest, even the grammar book that you are learning?
Grammar book, yes, standard one, is a famous one also. And I'm on the same page of Washington, because I think the grammar is not so difficult, and what I find most useful is also watching news, but also read this small book. Is Cambridge with the level of the level for your it's a small story, and it's very simple for adding some vocabulary. And I think also the most difficult one is maybe you understand and you know 5,000 words on the vocabulary, but when you have to speak, to choose the right one, to pick the right one in the right moment and in the time, it is the most difficult things, because maybe you are a little anxious, maybe. So the most difficult one is speaking with the right word, and to try to express what you want, you really think.
That is true. Did you understand Washington?
Yes. Can you type the title of this book for me in the chat?
It's this one, but it's a series.
It's a series
of book you can find on Amazon. Is a small story you can find on Amazon, and you can write Cambridge story, and you can buy not this one, but the level you need. And this is small because it's 90 page, and but it's clear. It's very simple. It's very clear, and also you can read The Guardian maybe, but it's too difficult. Or Financial Times.
The Guardian? You mean the newspaper?
Yeah, the Guardian newspaper or Financial Times. Yeah, but it's more complicated. I think this small book you can find in on Amazon is or maybe something else. You know, I don't know. Is useful.
Mm-hmm. Washington, do you read news articles?
Sometimes I used to read mm-hmm. information about my career that is IT
mm-hmm.
and watch many videos in YouTube. But news is
not so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is actually interesting. Saverio, you're also in tech.
Yeah, I'm not a developer, software developer. I'm a consultant. I'm the person that is responsible to maintain the relationship with client, with customer, and make analysis, training, and so. We are the same sector, maybe. Yeah, but I don't read technical thing for work in English.
Okay. And how long the both of you? How long have you been in tech? Saverio, did you start in consulting did you start in tech?
I study business. I have a master's degree in business administration. I am only 3 years that I'm in consulting. Not so much.
Oh, wait, before we go on, what did you say you are in? Which department? The IT department. Which consulting department? Which consulting department are you in?
I am in a small firm that we don't have department. By myself.
All right. And what about you, Washington? How long have you been in the tech industry?
I have been working as a software developer for being 13 years.
13.
Before my last job, I work as a service desk. You know.
Okay. Yes. I think I know. You know, we can't. You ask questions, and you answer phones and all of that.
Yes, I have been working in this area for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
After that I started to programming, coding.
So did you go to a coding school or a tech school, or are you self-taught?
In university.
Oh, you went to university.
Yes, I have a degree in computer science.
All right. And Saverio, you say that you started your job 2 years ago in consulting or for this firm?
Could you repeat? Excuse me, could you repeat?
Did you say you started working in this position 2 years ago?
Yeah, before I was an accountant, accounting and control. Controller and the accountant. It was so boring.
Why?
Yeah, it was so boring. I can't bear anymore. It was a lot of stress, a lot of work on Sunday, Saturday, maybe. So I changed.
What a big change.
Maybe
definitely a big change. But what was boring about it? Was it because there's a lot of work and a lot of pressure, or you just didn't like working with the numbers, or are you a people's person? You prefer working with people?
Well, there is some, there is many reasons, but maybe there is some routine activity. Also, when you work in Italy, there is a lot of law, a lot of fiscal rule, and that you have to abide, and there is a lot of control. So there is a lot of thing you have to control, and it's not rewarding for you and also for your salary.
Yeah, or the salary does not match the pressure.
No, not
Okay, all right. And Washington, why did you decide on computer sciences? I mean, you were working in service desk. Didn't you want to do something more people related, or you just like, I hate people, I want to do something else?
When I was a child, and I like to play video games in the computer, and when I start my high school here, I decide that I will degree in computer science. I don't know why, but it was my dream. I think so.
which language do you code, Washington? Which program language do you use to code?
Many languages. Mainly language is PHP, but I understand MySQL, Docker, MySQL, and Docker, Git, and I define me. How can I say it?
I define myself.
I define myself like a full stack developer because I understand how everything work together. But I work with PHP and framework Laravel every day.
Yeah, it's a gold job right now. It's the most valuable here in Italy. We can find a software developer. There is a lot of position everywhere, and people are starting quit the job by Italian company and work remote for UK or the United States company as a software developer because there is a huge demand. There is a great. And all the positions are, there is a lot of position.
So, yes, and a good salary.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Have you considered working abroad, Washington?
Sorry, teacher, can
you
repeat?
Have you considered working abroad?
Yes, sometimes, but I'm satisfied with my job now.
I'm satisfied.
Yes, but I how can I say prepare? Mm-hmm. I'm preparing to work abroad if I need someday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why you are here learning English. So that's
learning English too.
Yes. All right. And if you were to work abroad, what would be more appealing to you? Would you want to work online and live in Brazil, or would you want to, relocate?
I love my country. I would prefer work as a home officer. And because I could travel around the world, and mm-hmm. I get back to my country when I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Saverio? Have you considered working abroad?
Yeah, totally. It's my dream. Maybe in the future, maybe if I'm not too old. Right now I am not the requirement because Italian company want a B2 or C1 level work abroad. And maybe my dream is Canada or Norway with hybrid work or not full remote, but hybrid maybe. And maybe we will see in the future.
Hybrid working online, hybrid.
Hybrid yes, is,
you mean you would have to go to the office, so meaning you would have to move to
the north. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. All right.
It's my dream.
Mm-hmm. And working in what position? As a consultant?
As a consultant, ERP consultant. I like this job. I'm satisfied with it.
Do you like working with people and working in teams?
Right now I work the most of by myself. I am I'm autonomy, but I like work. I have a team, a collaboration, but I work like fully remote. So I don't see them, my colleague frequently. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And what about you? I think you wanted to ask something, Washington.
Oh yes. I work in a public department. Can I say this? Public department here in a IT department. And sometimes I see my colleagues when I maybe every 2 months we have a meeting with our staff, and when I travel I used to stay around hopefully 2 months out of my city. And
so you're saying that you work, I'm assuming you work from home?
I work from home in this year.
Okay, all right. And until
last year, I have to go to
the office
every day. Yes.
Why is it completely remote now?
Because our company decide to include this type of work. To test, I don't know, because of the pandemic, they check that productivity is not affected
by people working home
independently if a person work in home or in office. So they decide to give approve this type of work for some people that decided to make a course for this.
Or a course for working online?
What?
You're saying for some people that decided to do what?
A course for work remotely.
Oh, okay, all right, all right.
We had to make a course, to mm-hmm. take a course.
Yes, to take a course or to do a course.
To take a course and to understand what will affect that in your life, like isolation. Mm-hmm. They talk about many pros and cons about working from home.
Mm.
They approve and we can start work from
okay.
home.
Okay, all right.
It's not too many people that work from home there.
Well, some people still go to the office.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. I know what I'm choosing. I would definitely love a hybrid office to see my colleagues and have a relationship with them. But if it's not hybrid, then completely online, please.
There are pros and cons about this.
To everything, yes, definitely. Remote has its pros and cons, and so is going to the office. Saverio, when you are not, you know, doing consulting stuff and not learning English, what do you get up to? Do you have any hobbies or anything that you do to entertain yourself?
Yeah, before pandemic, I used to dance Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the pandemic, I stopped this. And now I don't have so many activity, but I walk. Mm-hmm. I keep training to try to lose weight.
Weight,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And also I like the to take photo, picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
Instrument, yeah, camera. Mm-hmm. And lenses. And mm-hmm. yeah, travel, but it's became every day more difficult because of the cost of living, maybe also
yeah.
the pandemic changed everything also here in Italy, so
definitely. Are you well traveled? Where have you traveled before?
Yeah, I travel a lot. I travel all around Europe, Canada, and many, many other countries. And maybe in the future we travel again, maybe South America.
Have you been to South America before?
No, I've never been. Cool. So yeah, it's my dream.
You should come. Now you know someone in South America, you know, yeah. Washington.
You are welcome. To know the beautiful beaches.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Washington? Have you been abroad?
No, for a while. No. Yes, but this year I intend mm-hmm. to travel to USA.
Oh, okay. Where in USA?
You in Florida.
Oh, you want to go to Florida.
State of
please
Florida,
pass.
Orlando, or Miami.
Definitely, you should definitely go to Miami. Never been there, but you should go. Have you been to Miami, Saverio?
Oh, I have never been in the United States. When I cross the ocean the next time, when I cross the ocean, second, I will visit sure Argentina,
mm-hmm.
Buenos Aires. It's my mm-hmm. first in the, is my first in the pocket list.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the places that you have visited before, which one would you say it was like your absolute favorite?
For me the best place to live is the Nordic countries. Maybe mm-hmm. I don't know if you know from the news but Norway, Sweden, and Finland is the most happy country where I live, because the Yeah, the life is very easy, and the state, the government, gave us a lot of help, a lot of aid, financial aid for children, school, and something. Mm. So maybe Norway is the best country for me to visit and to live also. Mm.
No, okay. So you don't mind the cold?
No, you get used to the cold. It's not a problem.
Ah, no ways.
Yeah, you can see.
The region you live in, is it very cold? Where in Italy do you live?
No, the Italy, no, it's not the the south of Italy is is more hot, is more, the weather is best, and but north, until now we are in the spring, we have maybe today 50 degrees outside, in the summer is very hot, not like Brazil. But in the winter it's not so cold, it's not Norway, and maybe it's 0.5 degrees.
Okay, all right. I would definitely love to visit Norway. I went to see the Northern Lights, so I'd love to see those. So I want to go there, and I want to visit twice, in winter and in summer. The darkness and the light, both of them. So yeah, in the future, I want to go to Norway.
Yeah.
And to the northern countries like Finland, Sweden, and them. So I was thinking we could talk about gender roles. Do you guys consider yourself? Well, I'm getting this idea because, you know, I'm sitting here with two men and I thought it would be nice to talk about gender roles. So do you guys see yourself as typical men? Do you think you are the type of men society expects you to be? Am I being too deep?
Could you repeat more easily, because I can't.
So I'm saying, do you consider yourself to be a regular man, you know, the type of men that the society expects you to be? Do you think you are a regular man?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. All right. So let me make it a little bit more simpler. So are you the type of man that takes care of the kids? Do you guys have kids?
I don't have.
Do you have kids, Saverio?
No, I don't have. I'm single.
But then, like, the type of men that you'd like to be, do you think you are the type to take care of kids, to do housework, or are you a manly man or a macho man? You know, you don't do those things.
Okay, what's your first?
No. Washington went first the first time, so now you are going first.
Ah, okay. Personally, I believe in family. Maybe I'm a family man, but until now I'm not so lucky with relationship. I live by myself. Completely. So I do all the chores, all the shopping, all the cleaning in the house, and I like playing with the kids of the other friends, maybe, or
family.
Yeah, maybe in the future, I hope, if I'm lucky. I like the garden, the family with the dog. I have no problem to
meet you.
to dish the dishes to make the cleaning. I do right now. So today is Sunday, so it's my cleaning day.
So Saturday you mean?
Saturday. Yeah. Saturday.
Yeah, I was like, are you in the future?
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a good cook?
I am Italian, by definition.
I mean, we're not trying to stereotype anyone, you know.
Everything we cook, is okay by definition, but because we are Italian, so
it's better.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Washington, it's your turn. Are you a typical man?
I think no, dude. Because my aunt and my mother, my dad. And my uncle expect that I get married.
And you're not planning on getting married?
I don't think in get married and have kids. But I think the society expect it from
me.
I think we have in all the time, and this is not I don't care about this.
It's not a priority to you.
Yes.
Speaking of which, in your guys' respective countries, are the responsibilities of a woman and of a man the same, or are they different? What is expected of women and what is expected of men? Or do we expect the same things?
Sorry, can you repeat?
I'm saying in your country and also in yours, Saverio, are the responsibilities of a woman and of a man the same, or are they different?
The best has difference because they consider their woman a person that take care of home. But now I think about this yet, but we change much because we consider the responsibility the woman and the man equal the same, and the woman is completely independent. And nowadays, and the men, we all decide about what we want and need, but it's pretty obvious that we discuss things when we have objectives, goals.
All right. And what about you, Saverio? How is it?
In Italy, also in Europe, there are equality. There are no differences. There is no big difference. Men and women have responsibility. They have the same role, like manager. This year we have the first woman that is prime minister in Italy.
That is impressive.
Like it's in Finland, so it's not a big deal here. And maybe there is until now a debate because the generally the woman heard a little less in the same position, or in the company. So there is mm-hmm. this debate that is not really to equality. Equality is is for mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that women are not making the same progress in like in their professions as men, or do you feel like it's the same?
It's the same until now. Until now, also in the university, in the company, for mm-hmm. example, where I work, there is the most of colleagues are women. Mm-hmm. We have it's the same. There is no this type of difference. Also, there isn't in the real life in the market, in the company, and there isn't also in our mind. Mm-hmm. There isn't, because we do the homework, the cleaning,
home chores,
are making by man.
I made.